I was teaching freshman religion. We wanted to do a little exercise, and so I asked them to write the story, write a short story or something on a holy person, describe a holy person, and what that looks like. Of course, the kids all drew up someone like a nun with rosary beads and, you know, very quiet, kind of almost floating, you know, someone really not anyone that looked like any of them, but it had something other than, you know. And we began to talk about what the call to holiness looks like for us, you know. And it's hard for us, I think, sometimes, because we've been modeled by things like, I think it's called hagiography or anything, when we hear the stories of the different people in our past, the histories of the saints, and even in our government, the presidents. They present these people that end up not really being reality. They're not real, it creates sometimes within us a realization that that's for those people, you know. And oftentimes Mother Teresa would have that argument with people when they asked them, they wanted, how did they become holy? And for her, it was like, just go and do what God has called you to do. Do the things you have been given to do in this life, you know, and do them well. And I think that's a challenge, because when you take a look at the first reading, you know, the early church, is it struggles, you know, there's all kinds of controversy, and people are looking when they think of coming to church, and that's often why they're so easily scandalized, is because they realize it's us that they come with, you know. And here they have, in the early church, they've already got some people who are coming in and causing, you know, instigating some of the people in there, to rise other people up, to cause controversy within the community. And you're like, oh my goodness, you know, shouldn't they be better than that? Yeah, well, maybe we all should be better than that. But the point is that if you take a look at the Bible, and oftentimes atheists will talk about this, it's filled with scandalous behavior, of, you know, with David, the leader. And one of the things for sure is that's, for me, one of the signs that this has got to be real, because it didn't sugarcoat it. It didn't create some sort of like otherworldly position. But when you read the Bible, these are just God using regular people to communicate his message and to call people. And so that's true. It's filled with all kinds of things. But this is from here we hear the call to holiness. And I think hopefully I say that because you read the first reading, like, oh my goodness, how come they're already causing controversies in this Christian group? And it's like, yeah, that's the way it's probably always going to be. And recognizing that doesn't mean that we just accept and say that, but that we hear that call for someone to be better. But recognizing that when we're dealing with each other, you know, that we're all got that same kind of call, and we're all working in it. And any times we get scandalized by somebody else's behavior, usually it's an expectation we're putting on them more than what really our faith calls for in terms of what we put in on people. The challenge is to recognize we all have our journey to the Lord, right? And as we kind of, and certain other people maybe have different kind of experiences, the goal for us really is to appreciate the call to holiness and our journey to the Father.